Are you feeling stuck in your life? Or like the same challenges keep repeating? What if the way forward isn't pushing harder, but going deeper? Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now, here is your host of the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols.
Welcome. I can't believe it. I'm back after my own wanting to be back. I'd like to say because I'm in demand, but I just have decided that it was time for me to come back. Time is something we're going to be talking about a lot today. Time is the next chapter. And so before I start moving into talking about today, I want to talk about what I've been doing for the past 3.5 months. And I'm sorry, I have lipstick on my teeth and it's bugging me. And so I apologize. See, I'm new. Actually, I'm old, but I'm new. About 10 years ago, I just put it out there that I wanted to write a book. And I just kept saying it and kept saying it. And lo and behold, four or five years ago, I started a podcast, and then I completed that because I set that goal, and I completed that goal. I did it for a year, and I'm so grateful. And then, because I kept putting it out there to the universe, it then came back. I was given this incredible opportunity about taking the podcast and putting it on a bookshelf right here. From the Inspired Choices Network, I did this. And so I can't say enough for how awesome it feels yes, it feels great that I published a book, but what's really the most awesome thing is that I actually put it out there into the universe. I just kept speaking it. And that's actually how you manifest. I just kept saying that it was going to happen, not one day one day it's going to happen. No, one day it is going to happen. I just was waiting for the right moment to respond to the invitation of writing a book. So thank you for that long-winded, intro. I appreciate it. Sorry, still dealing with the lipstick on my teeth. So now I'm just going to breathe. The first time I did this, I teared up and I cried for a lot of of my first show. And now the tears are just for excitement because I'm so excited to be hearing my own voice again because I spoke into the void. It was a really great way for me to heal myself. Because I had to feel my feelings, and boy, did I feel them. And now I'm back. I know I keep saying that. I'm back. Feeling my feelings and sharing them. Because I know I learn best when I hear myself and when I hear what I have to say. And so I just want to thank you for all who have been listening to me. And thank you for all the positive feedback that I did get from the book, because it is totally my voice. And I actually realized that I actually said some really deep, meaningful words that really touched people in their heart and also in their mind. So to get into, just breathe, Sharon, just breathe. And for those of you who remember, I did a lot of receive a breath, doing the 4x4x4x4 breath, and I still do. And I'm constantly saying, Sharon, just breathe, because everything does come back to the breath. It resets your nervous system. It allows you to reset yourself. So looking back over the past 3.5 years since my last show, I can look back at that version of myself with a completely different understanding because I've now been able to sit back and really recenter myself continually. I would veer off track and then I would breathe and bring myself back. And I've seen more, I've felt more, and it's been an incredible journey. Like I am so grateful for my life and this journey. And it's like we don't talk about it enough. We don't talk about the changes that we go through. Yes, there's talk about the physical changes that our bodies go through. I mean, hello, women, woman, late 50s, menopause, perimenopause, menopause, and all the changes, all the physical changes that we go through. But then we have these moments. We have these memories, we have these experiences, and some of them actually come from based on how we are feeling physically, but a lot of them have to do with our thoughts. So the moments where I fully understood something, but it hasn't fully landed yet, it's those moments that I feel that I can now feel looking back, feel the growth, feel the anchoring in of the truth. It's hindsight is 2020, always looking back to learn, looking back to see how far you've come. You know, I've said all journeys, well, not I've been saying or been repeating someone else's words, all journeys start with a single step. And so we think, you know, our mind makes us believe that we need to take a big leap. And I was like, you know what? All steps are steps. So let's start with a baby step, baby step. And then you do another baby step because we spend so much time waiting or thinking or planning. Oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow, or I'll do it in 2 days, or because it's just so big and it's so insurmountable. Baby step, baby step, baby step. Because after a while, if you turn around and you look behind you, all those baby steps have added up to about 10 big steps. So it's small increments. Yes, I know we all want, or at least I'm assuming, we all want to be all that we can be for ourselves and for those around us, although it's just about being present where you are and accepting the presence, accepting your present situation, even if it sucks. Because what I do know is that there is stability in change, meaning that change is stable. Change is always happening for you. So where you are is not permanent. It is temporary. And I think we conflate our thoughts and feelings with our physical body, because we have a pain, and that then brings us to a memory of something. And I'm going to bring this all back around because I feel as though I am taking my own self off track, which I can do so well. I do that so well. So, because we think healing should be linear. And that once we understand that it's not how it works, that we don't have to process something the moment that it happens. You can process it when you are ready, when you are ready to really take something out and look at it. I mean, I have clients that I've been talking to sometimes for 6 months, a year. Usually within the first six months to a year, I think they've shared all their stories. Although every so often, a new story, a new thought, a new feeling comes up out of nowhere. And then we get to process it because I'm assuming their mind was just not ready. to deal with it, to take it out, look at it, heal it, about, it and anything and everything that needed to go with it. So it's about when you are ready. It's about where you are, meeting yourself in your own self, meeting yourself where you are, because sometimes our systems need to feel safe, to feel stable, and to actually be able to go there. So if something new is coming up for you, that doesn't mean that you're late. It means now you're ready. There's also something else here. A lot of your growth, you actually can't see yet. Like, I couldn't see how much I had grown truly through the year of doing the podcast. But after, and me taking some time and a lot of time to reflect and then talk about some of the topics that were really compelling to me, that I really got a lot from for myself, I was able to see how far I'd come. Because when you're inside of it, when you're in the middle of the change, it doesn't feel like growth. It feels like confusion or discomfort, or sometimes even regression. But what's actually happening is a reorganization. You are now becoming someone with more awareness. And that process sometimes is not clean, not easy, and not fun, which is why I wake up every day asking for ease and grace just to get me through the anxiety-filled day that I always seem to have packed and ready for me. So growth can often look like, I just noticed it this time, or I took a pause, even if it was brief, but now I understand something about myself that I didn't before. And that counts. That counts a lot. Taking a breath, taking a moment, knowing that everything that you do for yourself is for you. No one anybody else does is because of you. It's because of them. It's about not taking things personally, which you will hear me repeat over and over again, and not making assumptions. And here's the other thing. Your mind is not your friend. Your mind is going to continue to create scenarios for you. So you keep doing the same thing over and over because it's what's safe. Your mind's job is to keep you safe. That's why when we were the hunters and the gatherers, we would step out of the cage, the cave, not the cage. How interesting Freudian slip. We would step out of the cave and your mind would tell you to look both ways. It was your mind protecting you and doing its job. And since we're not faced with the same real threats of survival as we were before, our mind is now going to create the same scenarios, so we keep doing the same thing to keep us safe. And so what kept us safe when we were 7, 8, 9, 10 years of age is not what we need now to keep us safe. So it's truly about updating your picture. Now I know there's many years in between. It's about updating your picture of yourself, and then it's about allowing the spaces in between. It's allowing the change to happen, baby step after baby step. And so now we're going to be going into our first break. And I am so excited to be here once again. I can't believe this. You are listening to the Feel to Heal show with Sharon Nichols on the Inspired Choices Network. And we are talking about chapters, or next chapter, the next chapter, and I guess specifically mine, and then how it relates to all of you. So thank you so much. I look forward to bringing us back, and when we return, we're going to continue to discuss chapters.
At different times in life, we can feel stuck, like our thoughts won't shut off, like we're looping the same worries and what ifs, overanalyzing everything, or replaying the same conflict in our mind. And sometimes it's not that you're thinking wrong, it's your nervous system trying to keep you safe. What feels like being too much is often just emotion that hasn't had room to be felt. On the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide Sharon Nichols blends evidence-based psychology with spiritual insight and practical tools to help you understand what you feel, shift old patterns, and reconnect with yourself. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Listen to the Feel to Heal podcast every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Feel to Heal podcast with licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols. To join the conversation, connect with our live studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send your questions or comments to SharonNichols@feeltoheal.com. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now back to the show.
Thank you so much. Welcome back. If you're enjoying the show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Search for Feel to Heal with Sharon Nichols, and I will be very grateful, and because this will assist me in getting the information out there to those who need it. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. And you can always find me at Feel to Heal. Feeltoheal.com. You can just click on my name and or the top bar on my website, which I have now redone. It's updated. It looks really great. I changed the colors. I will be having a new picture. I did that all last week in terms of getting ready to come back and do the podcast again. And you can also always email me at SharonNichols@feeltoheal.com. So please, I welcome all feedback. Want it all. You know, all the likes are really awesome. Thank you. We know in today's day and age, the more likes you get, the better you are in terms of it just gives you cachet. Likes are cachet, not money. No, I'm joking. Anyway, I've gone completely off track. So now I'm going to bring myself back around and welcome back. Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal show with me, Sharon Nichols. And we've been talking about next chapters. And I feel as though I need to go back because in order to have a next chapter, you have to have a previous chapter. And so I see life or my life as a series of different chapters. You know, and right now they're in decades for me, and it's a way for me to put the experiences in a cohesive order, so my mind can then make sense of them. It's like I talk about how you know, when you're in a relationship, the first box is the girlfriend box or the boyfriend box. And then if the relationship continues, then you go into the fiance box. And then you go into the wife or the husband box. And all of those boxes have different definitions. And within those definitions, there are different ways to act and show up. And so what box are you in today? Or in this moment, and where do you find yourself? And then what are your expectations of others in the box that they're in? So to bring this back around in terms of previous chapter, so I'm looking at today's next chapter comes from the previous chapter of my podcast. And I want to talk about patterns and maturity because there's a lot of frustration for myself, and now I'm assuming you, when you start to notice a pattern. Because the pattern could even be just frustration. So you notice something, you react. How you react and how you show up and how you think shapes you. It shapes your whole being, and it's what people then make assumptions about. So yes, you need to stop making assumptions about what other people are thinking, although knowing that they already are making assumptions, and therefore then 9 times out of 10 you're probably wrong about the assumption because they're thinking about themselves. So they're thinking about how your action or reaction, yes, affects them, but how it also then could dictate how then they need to act or react. Because if you're modeling, and so if you show someone how to react to their own thought and feeling based on how you're showing up, this then starts a pattern. And so I really like to, when I can, nip the pattern in the bud. It takes some practice and it then takes some reinforcement, and it's not necessarily the easiest thing, although it can be done. So it makes sense that it can be done. It just doesn't happen overnight. It's not going to be quick, quick, quick. Changing a pattern means showing up differently in real time, over and over again. And that takes patience. A lot of patience. Patience was one of the words I still do. I pick a word for the year. And patience was a couple of years ago. And this year's word for myself is acceptance. Just accepting where I am at every moment, even if I don't like it, because I know if I can accept where I am, then I can move off the spot that I am in. And with maturity, so I'm weaving, with maturity, emotional maturity, it's not about never reacting. You're always going to have your thoughts and feelings, and those aren't going to change. That's what I truly believe as a cognitive behavioral therapist. That's what I based my entire life around. It's about your relationship to your reactions. It's noticing what's coming up, your thoughts and your feelings, and staying with it long enough to understand it And that's where taking the breath comes in. Taking a breath. So you can ride the wave to get to some clarity. Because if you can accept and understand where you are, then any reaction that you have can then be a change. You can change your reaction because that's the space then becomes the opening for the change. I'm just going to sit back for a second and take a breath because there's a balance here. So you're going to have your thoughts and your feelings, and you're going to then have your automatics. What taking the breath allows you to not go immediately into the automatic. Because we can learn from our past. We do every day. For those of us who choose it, it's not about repeating. It's not about bringing our past into the present or even the future. And it's not about living in the future. So it's not about being sad and depressed. And it's not about being worried about what's going to happen. It's just about being present, because what you have control over is actually the present moment. So we want to use the past to learn from it, but we don't want to live in it. So reflections can help us move forward, but rumination keeps us stuck. So if you ever find yourself replaying something over and over, I have, I do, I still do. I certainly have in the past and probably will continue. It's definitely less and less and happens further and farther between. And what I do now, though, is I ask myself, am I learning something new right now? Or am I keeping myself in the continuous loop that I'm now just feeding? See, the crazy, I'm feeding my mind, which is not my friend. So if I'm not learning anything new, it might be time for me to just let it go gently. It is so simple. We complicate so much. I still get I hear the but, there's no but. You do not need to force anything moving forward. Healing isn't about becoming something new. It's about returning to yourself. It's about your clarity, your intuition, your trust. There's no need to be forcing yourself forward. It's about just being present. By recognizing, I've already taken everything from this experience and learned everything that I possibly can from this. I've got everything that I've needed. So, as we close, or I close this chapter, meaning the chapter of what I did in between chapter one, as the podcast will call chapter two, the in between, and now we're going to close that chapter and now open up a new chapter for next week. I want to leave you with this, that you are not behind, you are not late, and you're not doing this wrong. You are in a season, your season, and they take time. Thank you. See you next week. Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal.
Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast. Join Sharon Nichols again next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Be gentle with yourself this week, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast. Join Sharon Nichols again next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Be gentle with yourself this week, and we'll see you next time.